Not My Daughter by Barbara Dolinsky. Read by Diane Perry. Chapter 1. Susan Tate never saw it coming. She only knew that her daughter was different. The girl who had always been spontaneous and open had suddenly grown opaque. Lily was 17. Maybe that said it. A senior in high school, she had a loaded course schedule, played field hockey and volleyball, sang in an a cappella group. And yes, Susan was spoiled by the close relationship she and Lily had always had. They were a family of two, fully comfortable with that, and each other. Inevitably, Lily had to test her wings. Susan knew that. But she also had a right to worry. Lily was the love of her life, the very best thing that had happened in all of her 35 years. As achievements in life went, being a good mother was the one she most prized. That meant communicating, and with dinner too often interrupted by email or texts, eating out was warranted. At a restaurant, Susan would have Lily captive while they waited to order, waited for food, waited to pay. All quality time. She suggested the steak place, definitely a splurge, but lined with quiet oak booths. Lily vetoed it in favor of Carlino's. Carlino's wasn't even Susan's second choice. Oh, she liked the owners, the menu, and the art, all of which were authentically Tuscan. But the prices were so reasonable for large plates of food that the whole town went there. Susan wanted privacy and quiet. Carlino's was public and loud. But she wanted to please Lily, so she gave in, and determined to be a good sport, smilingly hustled her daughter out of the November chill.